Delling poll, nearly half of conservative voters want green unicorn sooner, claims shock poll. By James Delling poll on November 7, 2019. Nearly half of all conservative voters back swinging carbon reduction measures even more drastic than the insane ones already proposed by the government, according to a poll currently being bigged up excitedly by The Guardian. Boris Johnson's government is promising to deliver net zero carbon dioxide emissions by 2050. But according to the poll, many of his voters think that that is just not soon enough. A majority of the UK public and almost half of Conservative voters support a radical plan to transform the economy and tackle the climate crisis, a poll suggests. YouGov found that 56% of people back the total decarbonisation of the UK economy by 2030 and just under half support public spending to make large swathes of public transport free to use. What these findings mean, claims The Guardian, is that there is a growing awareness of the scale of the climate crisis and the increasingly radical policy solutions the public is willing to support. Absolute tosh. They simply reflect the way that the poll question was worded. What the poll has effectively asked is, do you want a magical green unicorn for your family in 11 years' time or would you rather wait for it to appear in 31 years' time, by which time you'll be dead, probably, and the world will have ended? Had the pollsters phrased their question more honestly, the responses would most assuredly have been very different. I'm afraid I blame the Conservatives for this madness. Of course we can expect Labour, the Liberal Democrats, and the Green Party to spout utterly stupid, economically illiterate drivel about all the amazing environmental measures they're going to adopt in order to save the planet. Witlessness, dishonesty and impracticality are part of their collective DNA. Here is a taste of the horror and stupidity and ineffably low-grade talent that awaits us should Labour somehow edge this general election. But the Conservatives, being the party of prosperity, fiscal responsibility, and basic common sense, really ought to be above such silliness. Instead, they have endorsed it, and by doing so they have painted themselves into a corner. However many green unicorns they promise on the election trail, their Labour, Lib Dem and Green rivals will promise more. If only more of their prospective parliamentary candidates were like this splendid fellow, campaigning and reading. I hope every reader in his constituency will give Morley their vote. Given some of the squishes the Conservatives are fielding elsewhere, the party desperately needs one or two MPs who understand what conservatism actually means. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.